Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the preparation and how you take care of your body to get ready to go play is really important. That's probably the first thing, and then the second thing is run stuff that you can do. You know, probably that simple.
It's Mike McDonald, head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, talking about the difficulties with the quick turnaround Thursday Night Football tonight, a game you can hear right here on 105.7 The Fence, the 2-1 Seahawks at the 2-1 Cardinals. Cardinals lost their last game. Seahawks, Sam Darnold's looked good the last couple weeks.
He has. This has been one-way traffic in this series. Kyler Murray's 2-8 against Seattle in his career. Seattle's won seven straight games. In this series, they've covered six of them. Kyler Murray at home is a favorite, and he was a favorite most of the week. 9-14 against the spread. He's also really struggled at home against the NFC West. 6-11 against the spread. I like Seattle in this spot. I think Smith and Jigba, and it's becoming kind of public now, but Arizona's down their number one corner, and he's a top 10 corner in this league for me. Their safety play has been good in the box, but not great in coverage. Pearsall went off on them. Tet McMillan went off on them. Those aren't exactly established. I mean, those are guys. I mean, Pearsall just became a starter this year, and he missed most of last year because he was shot. Tet McMillan just got in the league. You know, Olave and Spencer Rattler had some joy. So I think Smith and Jigba with a two-way go in the slot is going to be a problem for them. And I think it's probably a lower scoring game. 10 of their last 16 games have gone under between these two.
It's still so early on in this season, and Seattle hasn't exactly faced top flight offenses over the past
couple
weeks.
Neither has Arizona.
No. But I'm just saying in general, like, how good is the Seattle defense for you? Because the numbers are really good so far.
I want to see, you know, as things develop. They've been dealing, right, Witherspoon's been out. The safety, the kid I like, they took in the second round. He's been banged up. So I don't know that they've got it all together just yet the way, you know, they'll hope. And look, McDonald defense are kind of like Fangio defenses. The first 4 to 6 weeks doesn't always look like the last 4 to 6 weeks. I think they have the makings of a really quality defense. I think they want to run the ball probably a little better than they have. And I'm not sure that's going to happen tonight because Arizona's been pretty good against the run. But I think they can have some joy throwing the ball.
It'll be really interesting seeing them play the Bucs the following week off long rest at home. That's going to be a huge test for them.
So let's go to the Giants. They host the Chargers, who look really good through the first 3 weeks. Giants are 0-3, and they've changed things up at quarterback. Here's head coach Brian Daboll making the decision.
So in terms of the quarterback situation, I met both with Russ yesterday and Jackson privately, and Russ was nothing but a pro, which I would expect him to be. It's my decision. I'm going with Jackson. We're going to get him ready to play this week and the remainder of the season. He's going to do everything he can. Russ will be the backup. The conversations that I've had with these young men will be private. The details will be private. All I can tell you is we're going with Jackson, and we're getting ready to play. So I'm not going to add too much to it. Those are private conversations. It's my decision, and we're going with Jackson.
So somebody really wants you to think that this was all him and nobody, the owner and the GM, none of those mooks mattered. This was Brian Daboll's call.
So
he might be right, but boy, he doffed protest bit much. It reminded me a little bit of Chuck Smith telling us how Zach Orr was the greatest defensive coordinator on the planet.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, that was like a two-minute response.
Is Russ cooked, though? Like, completely cooked.
If you try to make him your starter, joke's on you.
Like, wouldn't you rather go with Jameis at this point?
I would.
Yeah.
It's more fun.
It is more fun. And quite frankly, Jackson Dart on those few plays. Like, you could see watching that game, what was that Sunday night? Yeah, Sunday night. Like, the crowd at MetLife was behind Jackson Dart when he come in for those few plays, and then they boo when Russ came back in the game.
That doesn't matter. It's because Dable watched the film and he made a coach's decision.
Yeah.
This isn't about fannies in the seats. This isn't about anything other than Brian Dable flexing his coaching muscles.
Brian Dable flexing the end of his coaching tenure in New York's muscles.
There you go.
Do you give the Giants, they're at home, and give them any shot against the Chargers?
Not much of one. I mean, the game could be a little closer than the number would indicate just because are the Chargers really up? I mean, the Chargers have had a lot of big tests and emotional divisional games, and they've played on a bunch of different continents already, and this is big travel for them again. So, like, I don't know that you're going to see the crispest Chargers team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The history of the world. That's why I'm playing it -2.5.
Don't use the numbers that they give out.
F corporate lines. Oh, we say it on WannaBet. We say it. Ben doesn't like it because when I really say it, he's got to put explicit on it.
Oh, like the old records?
Where you have like the new podcast like and iTunes? The new TV shows and the new whatevers.
Yeah. Hey, let's
the new YouTubes.
Let's get to one more. As the Atlanta Falcons coming off a 30-0 loss.
What do you think Belichick calls YouTube boob tubes? Yeah, I can see him calling it boob tube.
He doesn't know. He's got his own boob tube in the house. Raheem Morris talking about his offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson.
Yesterday was the headset tobacco, whatever we talked about with those type of things. But we'll move Zach down to the field to be able to get that little cleaner communication for him, to be able to get it to him if something does happen along those lines, to be able to be more visual and see the quarterback and be able to do some of those different things, to have him have a clear line of communication with Mike to be able to help him out a little bit more. And we definitely hold some responsibility in those things, and we'll go out and do those things. So we'll correct those things this week. We'll correct them throughout the process. It's how we practice. It's how we do walkthroughs, how we do everything else. So we'll get Zach closer.
30-0, they lost to the Carolina Panthers.
Dude, that was an atrocity. It was an offensive football atrocity. You could see Penix visibly frustrated, waiting for calls to get in. Like, we had this with Cousins last year, him trying to make Cousins do things he couldn't do. And now he's got a running quarterback, but it's still obvious. When they're in pistol, it's a throw. And when they go under center, it's an inside run for Bijan Robinson. And everybody knows it. And they're not fooling anybody. And they're not being creative in their uses with Bijan. They're not being creative in their usage of play action. It's a bleep show. And a lot of it is on the coordinator. Michael Penix can play in this league. I'm convinced of it. But Zach Robinson's holding him back. And it's another case of, you know, this dude used to, you know, hang out with McVay. And, you know, so there you go. He must be ready to be an
offensive
coordinator.
The other guys are.
How short is his leash, though?
Well, they've reassigned a wide receivers coach, and they've now put this guy on the field. Like, do I think he gets made to walk the plank? I mean, he probably should, but like, how long is Raheem's leash? I mean, I look at the Falcons in the NFC, I look at Tennessee in the AFC, and say those are two and dones. Like, unless things rapidly change, those are two and dones.
Falcons host the Commanders this weekend.
Maybe Jaden Daniels, maybe not.
Yeah, does it matter if, as far as
the Falcons? No,
I'm not for the gambling. Do the Falcons, do the Commanders win this game no matter who plays?
I mean, I do think that Raheem has Atlanta's defense in a pretty good spot, but if Jaden Daniels plays, I mean, that he might run wild on him. So, yeah, tough times in hot Atlanta.
Coming up next, by the way, the Ravens done practice. The coordinators are speaking today. But what about yesterday? Harb spoke. Lamar spoke. We'll hear from them next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.